Hello and welcome to Spawned, a common sense, generally helpful, and hopefully fun discussion on parenting and parenting culture. Hey, I'm Kristen Chase.
I'm Liz Gumbiner, and we are the co-founders of CoolMomPics.com. On today's episode, Kristen and I are going to be chatting about some creative ideas for small things you can do with your kids to help keep them busy, having fun, making memories. I mean, it's not like we're all planning trips to Disney right now or anything.
That's so true.
I think sharing some like small things will be really helpful, and you don't need a lot of money for them either.
We'll be right back with all of those ideas right after this. This episode of Spawned is brought to you by Gladskin, a smarter eczema cream that quickly relieves itch and redness by moisturizing and restoring balance to the skin microbiome. It's safe for everyone, including babies, to use every single day. Gladskin with MicroBalance is a new and unique approach to eczema and very different from steroids and traditional over-the-counter moisturizers. In fact, it's already been an effective solution for eczema relief in Europe for over 5 years. Free of steroids, fragrances, preservatives, and drying alcohols, Gladskin is accepted by the National Eczema Association. Visit gladskin.com and use code CMP20 for 20% off your purchase of 2 bottles or more and free shipping. The products are backed with their gladness guarantee, which means if you don't love it, you get your money back. So go to gladskin.com and use code CMP20 for 20% off your purchase of 2 bottles or more and free shipping.
Kristen, I'm so glad we're talking about this today because we're now entering 5th week of quarantine or quarantine-ish. You too?
Oh, I don't even. I'm looking at my calendar now and
you're
I don't
even know.
You're
like, what day is it? Well, that's the thing, though. We're at the point where people don't know what day it is. I just saw somebody on Twitter say that she didn't know what month it was. Like, is it May? Is it March? What's
going on?
Well,
I have taken to telling people what day of the week it is in my emails to them kind of as a joke, but also because I think people appreciate it. We just don't know.
Oh, last night, John and I were like actually debating. He was like, is it Wednesday? Is it? And he's working a pretty normal schedule. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. So I think this is the time where we're kind of starting to settle into the new normal, which is some kind of routine or a lack of routine. And we're trying to figure out like little things that are going to kind of get us through this when we don't quite know where the end will be.
I think it's been a little more difficult. And I don't know about you, Liz, but I think for the first couple of weeks, at least for us, you know, the kids were off and, you know, we were kind of playing it by ear and winging it a little bit. School hadn't really started. But, you know, now we're getting into close to a month or for some people over a month. And you're like, oh, when is this going to end? Oh, we're, you know, they just canceled school for us through the end of the school year. So that news came down pretty hard. And so I think the reality of this is our new normal, like you said, for longer than perhaps we expected, is happening to a lot of people, including me. I can definitely feel the weight more than maybe I had.
Yeah, I have good days and I have really tough days. Like, yeah. There are moments that I am like, I just need air, and I go into my elevator and go up to my building's rooftop and I have like a near breakdown realizing I'm putting on a mask to go into my elevator. Like, that's just a weird thing that this is normal. And it's really hard for me. And then there are moments where I'm like, this is great. We're having dinner together. We're like enjoying each other. No one's killed each other yet. And it's not so bad. And I guess I just go up and down like everybody.
Yeah, I think we're all in the same boat, which is in a way reassuring. I was talking to a friend of mine last night and my daughter as well. And I said, I just reminded her that everyone is doing this right now. And in a way that makes it feel a little better, right? That we're all in the same boat. We're all trying to get through this. It's not like someone else is out and about and we're not, you know, for the most part. And that reminder seemed to help. So, you know, let's get creative. We've come up with a ton of ideas. I know that they've helped me. I'm looking through this list. Some of them are ones that I came up with, that you came up with, and we often have the same brain. So we probably have done these with our own kids and not even knowing it, but just ways to kind of be together, to celebrate the little things and pass the time, maybe help us work through some of the feelings that we're having in positive ways. And I don't know, just make the best use of our time.
Yes. And by the way, I like that you are reminding us that we are having feelings and those feelings are normal and good and okay.
Yes.
And if you weren't having those difficult feelings, I think something would be wrong with you. So we're not trying to come up with ideas to distract you completely or make you forget this is ever going on, but just to acknowledge what's happening in the world and still try to find some joyous moments in there. Because, you know, I've always said this, that kids remember the donut and not the hole. And while they will remember things that they missed, they're going to remember some really good, fun, or weird experiences that we all had together through this, and we can help make that happen.
Oh, absolutely. And listen, you all probably already know, right? Binge watching, we did a whole show on it. Tons of gaming, taking walks, like those are obvious and they're awesome. We've been doing them ourselves at different levels. I can take more walks than Liz can, but overall, like we've been engaging in these, but we came up with some, I think, pretty creative ones. And you mentioned kind of oddball, weird things. And I guess I should start with this weird tennis game that my kids and I have been playing, Liz.
Explain the weird tennis game, because I don't know about this.
Yeah, so we live in a pretty, I guess, suburban area. So lots of space, you know, 6 feet apart, like by far, like people are very far away from us. And we kind of go outside on our street. That's a quiet circle. And we use tennis rackets, but we hit a bouncy ball. So instead of a tennis ball, we hit a bouncy ball back and forth. And you get two bounces instead of one. Like there's all these kinds of rules that we've come up with. You get two hits on one side instead of one. It's funny that it's really good exercise, but my kids just love to play it. I don't know if it's because it's easier for them than regular tennis. I don't know what it is, but we've been playing
every day. No lines, no rules, no
every day.
Ref. Yeah, that sounds good.
I guess we need a name.
I love that you're just like making up your like, own weird games.
Yeah.
My kids are writing their own plays and making up weird dances. I mean, we've talked about TikTok dances, so we haven't been able to, you know, we can't like go out to parks. They're encouraging that not to happen. Although I will say our neighborhood in Brooklyn is a pretty quiet neighborhood.
Yeah.
I can do a mile walk around the neighborhood and literally pass two people. So I am 100% social distancing even when I take a walk, but we're not quite into the go out and hit a ball on the street yet.
Yeah, we don't have anybody outside, so it's, you know, like we're fine. Otherwise, we obviously wouldn't be doing it, but like, no, everyone's just kind of walking on the sidewalk far away from each other. The TikTok dances definitely happening in our house for sure. What about, okay, so I had to go out to check our Cool Mom Picks mail, which is important, right? Because we have to be able to pay the folks that work for us and ourselves. So I did the essential run to go get our mail, and I decided I was going to kind of splurge and do a Starbucks stop because we haven't had Starbucks in a month, and it was Easter and my kids were going to their dad's house. And I don't know, my kids freaked out. They were so excited to just get their like little vanilla bean.
You surprised them? You brought it back for them?
I brought it back for them. Yeah, I did. I had my mask on and my gloves on.
Our kids would love that. Our Starbucks is closed.
Oh, really? Yes, right. Because you don't have drive-thru.
But you know what? We did it with Shake Shack. We were like, you know, we try to do, we try to do one delivery night a week or so, sometimes two, but we're, I mean, that's down from our usual five. Yeah, we were like, what do you guys want? We're starving and it's too late. We don't feel like cooking. We cook nonstop. And they were like, Shake Shack. We're like, yes. And we just threw in a huge order, including shakes for everybody and fries and the works. And we got the order in like right on the dot. I think Seamless is like, you can order until 7:15. And then if you're lucky, you'll get your order by 9. It was the best 9 p.m. delivery dinner we've ever had. It was so fun. Just like let them pick, say yes to all the shakes, say yes to all the extras, and just go for it. They really, it was such a fun night.
It's interesting, isn't it? How perspective has shifted, right? Like my kids, like you would have thought that I had brought them like an Xbox or something. I'm not kidding. They were like, where did you get that? They were like, did you? And then my daughter goes, did you wipe down the cup?
We also are wiping down the cups.
Yes, which is interesting. I know we're changing things over. But speaking of which, you said that you made homemade vanilla fraps.
Yes. So my kids are obsessed with vanilla bean frappuccinos. And so, yeah, I found like a decent recipe and adapted it. It's so easy. I will give it to you all right now. It's so good. They ask for it. Now, the one thing is it takes a lot of milk. So hopefully you're not in short supply.
That's true.
For two servings, it's about 2 cups of milk, about 16 or so ice cubes. The more you use, the thicker it'll get. I'd say about 3 tablespoons of sugar. Just dump all that sugar right in. And that's less than the actual recipe.
I'm sure it is.
A teaspoon or a half teaspoon of vanilla extract. That's it. Dump it in a blender. Whir it all up on the smoothie setting. And that's it. Vanilla bean frappuccino. The kids are like, I can't believe this is all it is. I'm going in and paying $7 each day for like 2 cups of milk and some sugar. So anyway, it was really fun. We put in like fancy straws. They were so excited. Now they ask for it all the time.
See, that's great. You're getting them in the kitchen. I mean, we talked about this last week with our guest, Stacey Billis, you know, cooking. We've been doing more baking. I mean, the kids have just been more involved. And of course, if you want to spend more individual time with them, choose like, come make dinner with me tonight. Or who's going to be in charge of lunches? I mean, we're all making like 3 or however many meals a day. And I finally found bread flour and yeast in my town. I know a lot of people have been having trouble.
Jealous.
Yes.
There is no yeast. What I would not give for yeast. I've never baked bread in my life and it's all I want to do probably because I can't find the yeast.
All right, I'm going to send you some yeast.
Show me something I can't do and I want to do it double.
I'm going to mail you yeast.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes.
I would love that.
Yes, I will absolutely.
Okay,
I found it in
like an unmarked brown package because someone will steal it from our mailroom.
Oh my gosh. I won't write yeast all over the package, Liz.
Yeast for Liz. That sounds fun. You know, I told you we often are not eating dinner together as a family. In normal times, we are running around. We have different schedules. The kids have after school activities. But these days, not only are we having nice dinners together every night, Thalia is really into it. She is like, I want to make sure we have them like not in front of the TV watching a movie. I want them at the table. And every night we set the table with candles and like a nice setting and we use placemats. They really enjoy it. And it's such a little thing, but like just to use nice placemats or, you know, nicer silverware, it makes it feel special. And I think it's been important to my kids. So I know all of us are kind of exhausted of cooking and meal planning and doing dishes. It just feels like you cook and then you wash dishes and then you're like, okay, now what am I planning for the next meal? It's like nonstop, right? But to just slow down a little bit and make it special by lighting a candle, it's such a little thing and it's made a big difference for all of us.
It's so funny that you say that because we're doing the same exact thing. We are eating dinner every day at 5:30 is when we eat. We eat on the earlier side. 5:30.
Oh, you're like old Florida people.
Table setting. Everything. I mean, we do everything. And I have to say, I'm going to miss it. I am going to miss it.
Well, maybe you don't have to miss it. Like, maybe this will end up creating new traditions and routines that stay part of our families.
I think a lot of people are feeling that way. And we were talking with our friend Lisa, you know, who works with us at Cool Mom Picks. And she was saying how you realize how overscheduled and not even really overscheduled, because I know her kids don't do a ton of stuff. My kids don't really do a ton of stuff. But you realize how much you were doing after the workday or even before the workday when you don't have those things.
Plus, for us, like the commuting time, like if my kid is going to a theater class, it's like 45 minutes each way on top of the class itself. It's a lot of time spent. So that's a whole lot of extra time home right now. And you know what? As long as we're talking about baking or cooking, one of the things that we did also that was special is we let the kid each pick out like something that they wanted to do and we would order a special gadget or kitchen tool to enable it. So Thalia wanted a mandolin for some reason. So we can make, I don't know, homemade potato chips or so that she makes key lime pie. It's really good. And she wants to be able to like slice little thin lime slices to decorate on the top. So ordered a mandolin from, is it OXO or OXO? I never know how to say it. They make the best stuff.
They do. I think that's awesome. You know, like just those little tiny things. I know, you know, they're not that expensive, but like just online shopping in general, we've really been trying not to overdo it. Don't want to have like boxes arriving at our house like four times a day or whatever it is. But I do like this idea of just sitting with them and maybe picking out something that they could wear in the spring, or maybe it's something they want to add to their room. Like there are lots of little things that you can get that are not expensive that can really make a difference. And I have to say, I personally love getting mail. I think you know that about me. I mean, most people do, but I love getting mail.
I got mail from you this week that made me cry, Kristen.
You did.
I know. It was so nice.
I know.
You're a good person. Kristen wrote a whole post on Cool Mom Picks about how she's been sending just like little gifts that are special to different people in her life and writing little notes and the kinds of things you could send to people. And I was like, that's the nicest post. And then I just thought, wow, that's a great idea. I should think about that. Who knew that I was on your list?
Of course you would be on
and
my list.
And to just get mail that wasn't like a bill or a political solicitation
nope.
or someone trying to tell me to switch my energy company. Like, it was really nice.
Yeah.
It was really special. And so I love that. And that would be something good to do with your kids as well, by the way. Like, have them just send a snail mail letter to someone.
Yes. Just a snail. You don't have to have a gift in there. It doesn't need to be anything huge. Even just writing a card that says, you know, I miss you. I'm thinking about you. You know, any of those things, it's just so nice to get
totally.
Mail.
And can I give you a cool nerdy grammar fact?
Yes.
Okay, so the term snail mail, I think William Sapphire coined the term. It's called a retronym, and it's a kind of word that meant something like mail just meant mail that you put into the mailbox and put a stamp on it and went to your mailbox to get the mail. And then what happened was it was replaced by something else, email. Now mail means email, so they've had to go back and create a new name for the original item.
Wow.
Like snail mail.
Okay.
Or landline instead of phone, right? Mm-hmm. So those are called retronyms. And that's my cool geeky grammar fact for the day.
Okay. Retronym. I like
I know,
that.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
I know,
that's
I like
a
that.
Very cool word. All right. So if we're talking about shopping, I like this idea of doing some sort of, you know, box of the month right there. We've
yes.
featured so many subscription box on our site. And people often think, I don't know, I think of them as like toys or crafts or food. But there are a lot of different ones out there that you can send.
You know what we did? So first of all, we had a sponsor, I will say, in full disclosure, Wink. W-I-N-C, the wine company. We even
yes.
have a special deal for them. We should put it on the Cool Mom Picks podcast page so you can get it too. So I did it. I ordered.
Me too.
Like four. You too? Yeah. I was like, yay. We'll just
yeah,
give you the money
price.
Back.
I know.
Yeah. You get four bottles of wine. You get to fill out a fun little questionnaire about what kinds of foods you like and what kind of flavors you like. And they'll send you four bottles of wine each month. And it's pretty affordable and there's a good discount. So I haven't gotten mine yet. And certainly that is not for the family. But one thing I did for all of us is I was like desperate to have fresh flowers in the house.
Yes.
And so I went on to the Books, which is a company we also like. We'll put a link to them on our site as well. They also have some discounts going on. And I ordered myself a bouquet of the month so that each month I will get something special. And I started by picking out succulents. They have a beautiful set of like four succulents. They're gorgeous. They all support small farmers too. So it's just a cool company. And I cleaned off our entire bedroom window. Windowsill and all that's on it is these four beautiful succulents, and it makes me so happy.
See, that's such a great idea and not something that I would have thought about right away. You know, I might have thought about a craft for my kids, but you just said it's not necessarily for the family. Like the wine isn't necessarily for the family. Maybe the succulents and flowers aren't.
It does make mom a little more inclined to play video games after dinner, though.
Yes, exactly. But also, like, it's important for you to take care of yourself.
Yes.
Like many of us feel like we are in an overburdened state of caretaking because we're managing our own feelings and we're managing the feelings of our kids, even though we may not intentionally be doing
yes.
that. Like we're not trying
yes.
to, but it's on us. And I think if that is a way for you to take care of yourself and you're able to afford that, like I'm going to look right now. I love that idea.
It's not that expensive. And I think
yeah.
of all the money I'm not spending anymore on like a gym membership that I wasn't using
Shoes.
Or my workspace would shut down. You know, some of us can find the money in other ways. And I thought this is something that's going to be important to me. And you know what? The truth is the kids really like it. Like, I'm going to let them pick up the package each month and see what's inside. It just feels like a little surprise. But like you said, I think a monthly craft kit for kids or Brick Loot, which sends out different Lego bricks to go with all their other stuff. They're really affordable. We can put some more of those on our site also for you if you're looking for ideas. There's some really affordable monthly gift boxes. They support small companies and we all know how much they need help right now. And just to give your kids like one little thing to look forward to each month, like, did the box get here yet? What's in the box? Look, I think that's fun. It's small and, you know, it just like brings small joys into the weeks.
Yes, I agree with you. It's something to look forward to. You don't know exactly when it's going to arrive, but you know it's coming. And by the way, just that concept is so important because everything is so up in the air because none of us really have plans for the foreseeable future. Having something that we can look forward to, it's reassuring. reassuring, right? It's like giving us hope that maybe we're not feeling right now. Like, I feel like a hamster on a wheel. So anything that can get me off that wheel and say, oh, you've got this happening at the end of the month, that to me just makes me feel more human. Oh, so one thing that we've been doing is, like, I've been letting the kids rearrange their rooms. I'm just like, go for it.
That's fantastic.
You want to redecorate? Go for it.
That's really good. I mean, I've been cleaning and organizing, and I think it gives the kids some control too. Like those LED lights that are really popular in TikTok videos and stuff.
Yes.
So Sage did a ton of research and tracked down like which were the best ones, and they were affordable, and they did 200 different colors, and they have a remote control, and it's just like tape with LED lights that you stick around the corners of the rooms. And we ordered it just as the beginning of all the stuff was happening. It makes them so happy. They can just like this little thing, like to change the color in their room based on the LED lights.
I know.
Do your kids have those?
Oh, yeah. We just got them. We just got them.
And oh, you got them.
Liz, I stood on a very tall ladder to hang them.
You're a good mom. I made my kids do it themselves. I was like, hop on up on the bunk bed.
I know. Well, the part that she could do alone, I was like, you can do this. But then like her ceilings are like 10 feet high. They're like really high. So I was like up on a ladder, and then I got a workout because I didn't realize how much of a core workout standing on a ladder is. So it's kind of like did double duty, but I think it's fun. Why not? Plus, hey, this is our scenery for the last month and probably for the next month or two, however long. So why not make it a space that's fun? And you can't do anything really to your hair. So what can you change?
And you don't have to spend money. Like we just redid our bulletin board in the kitchen. Like we took down all the messy receipts and stuff that were hanging in there, and we just put up like fresh pictures.
Oh, that's great.
Where you could take picture frames in your kids' room and just swap it out for like new stuff that they want, or take the artwork that they've made and put it onto some cardboard and hang it. I think there's like a lot of ideas that you can do to freshen things up and let the kids participate so they feel like their space also feels new and exciting and interesting. Like we can get, you know, a little tired being in the same small space day after day.
Yes, I'm sure you can. Even we have way more space than you do, and we're tired of our space, so we're not going to be complaining. You know what? I have been having lunch with my friend Tina, who we also had as a guest on our show every day at noon. And I have been doing happy hours with friends, and I schedule them, by the way. And I have my kids schedule them as well, not happy hours, but, you know, time where they're Zooming with their whatever platform they're using that's safe, obviously. And we'll put up some alternatives, by the way. We should just say that so many people are not using Zoom right now. FaceTime is great, but we came up with some alternatives if you still want to be able to do these things.
I did a lot of research on that.
You did a ton of research. But here's one thing that you brought up that I didn't even really think about, honestly, is yes, you have your friends that you're doing online parties with and watching movies and all this kind of stuff, but pick someone who you maybe don't interact with as frequently. You know, like your aunt that you don't usually see that often, maybe their babysitter that we haven't seen in a while, and FaceTime them.
Yeah. Yesterday, we talked to my kid's sitter from childhood who we're still in touch with, and she's still so supportive and goes, sees all their shows, and we, you know, try to have dinner once a year. And so we're going to try to FaceTime with her today, actually. That's something for your kids to do as well. Like, I think especially for older relatives, it gives a lot of joy to people who are home, and especially people who might be single or have fewer people that they are quarantined with. It's just really nice to see real people and the joy of kids and all their silliness. So yeah, we've been trying to FaceTime with assorted friends and relatives who do not normally get the phone calls.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful idea. And you can find them. They're not hard to track down. I was thinking even just our teachers, you know, they're not really being seen. Some my kids don't have a ton of online learning. They have some, but, you know, they're not seeing their teachers as much as they did. They're not seeing the other teachers. You know, my daughter Margot is really close with a couple of her fourth grade teachers that she wouldn't see online learning now because she's in fifth grade. I mean, she would see them if she was in school and could swing by their classroom. And so just making time to say hi to them. I'm sure they would love to say hi and see them.
I love that. Thalia has a few teachers from her middle school who she just adored, like her English teacher. And look, they're home.
Yes, they are.
You can reach them. In fact, I get nervous when people don't pick up these days. I'm like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Why are they picking up? Where are they? Don't they know they're supposed to be home? Especially in New York City. We are all home.
That's really funny.
That's a good idea. Like, think of someone you want to connect with. You know, just like getting that surprise letter in the mail meant so much to just see a FaceTime coming in from, you know, my sister-in-law or from, you know, my aunt. It makes you feel really good. And you can put your kids kids to work. It's something they love to do. Technology plus talking plus social media. It's like meant for kids, right?
That's so true. I also love the idea of finding ways to give back. There are so many opportunities right now, whether it's sending letters to nursing homes, you know, trying to find a local food bank. If you're able to do that, there are so many people in need right now, and not just necessarily in need of things, right? Like, absolutely, there are people that need things, but your time, your energy is also really needed. I mean, if you've got someone in your house that sews, making masks right now is a wonderful way to give back.
Yeah. Or look, it doesn't have to be a huge thing either. Like, we've talked before about kids who are putting drawings and paintings of rainbows in their windows for when
I
other kids
that.
Are walking
That's
around
such
the neighborhood.
A great one.
Yeah, they can go on like rainbow scavenger hunts, or like drawing some positive message in chalk out on your sidewalk or your driveway, safely distancing, of course. But like,
course.
Those are ways to make other people feel good and do good things. It does not have to be about hosting a huge online fundraiser. You know, kids can do small things that make them feel in control also, because they're being proactive and productive and they're doing something positive for others. And it really does make other people feel good. I feel like these days, even if you can make someone smile, like, that is a big thing right now.
I agree with you completely. I think it's funny that you bring up the nighttime routine, Liz, because I have to be honest. Okay, so I love nighttime rituals. I do think they're important. And we have an extensive one usually with four kids. Well, actually three. My teenager doesn't really go through the ritual, but even my 13-year-old son still does. We talk, we cuddle, we say goodnight. Some of us read. But I have to be honest, like, I have been so, like, just go to bed. because I'm seeing them so much and spending so much time with them otherwise.
Same.
That it's funny that our ritual has changed now to where the ritual is just me basically being like, okay, bye. Like, I'm going to bed. Sometimes I go to bed before they do.
Well, I think, you know, we've talked about this. I think we talked about it on the podcast, but we also just talked about it before, how people are kind of doing the opposite of how they were before. Like, I was someone who, like, never exercised and ate whatever I want. And I think it's giving me a sense of control now that I'm, like, getting up and doing a video every day. And, you know, so maybe for you, where you had these nighttime rituals, you need the break from it. But I think for people that didn't have one, even if you just have, like, 10 minutes of lying in bed together and asking, name one good thing that happened today, or name one thing you're grateful for today, or giving your kids like a little back rub. My kids are very into convincing us to give them back rubs before bed, or listening to 10 minutes of an audiobook together, or, you know, whatever that thing is, like lying in bed and playing a word game together. I think that can be like a nice sense of routine. And the way we talked about getting things to look forward to on a weekly or monthly basis, it's kind of nice to give your kids things to look forward to on a daily basis.
Yes, absolutely. Whatever that is, too, it doesn't have to, like you said, it doesn't have to be this long, intense thing, but just something that you do every night, or, you know, maybe it's every morning. So it's a morning ritual, whatever that is. I just think of all the moments that I'm treasuring, like taking more time, like I'm making bigger breakfasts now, like they're getting pancakes and waffles and fun things that we really weren't able to do when they were rushing off to school in the morning. And when I feel down, right, like when I feel as though I'm like, what is going to happen? I try to be grateful for the moments that I have. I'm going to get a little weepy, actually. Those moments that we have that we might not necessarily have again. You know, like if school starts, whether it's in a year or 2 years, or that they're back at that 6 a.m. hour up all the time. You know, I've got a kid who in 2 years is going to go away to college. Having these kids all together is pretty amazing. Yes, it's tiring. Yes, it's frustrating, like 87.2% of the time. But like, there is something about us all being together that is magical. It's pretty magical.
Yeah. Like, some parents are struggling with it more than others.
Absolutely.
Some have smaller spaces than others. Yes. Some kids are more difficult or demand more attention than others. I can't even imagine the family in our building with 1-year-old toddler twins right now.
Yes.
They're going
through. For sure.
But we also know that from a mental health perspective, expressing gratitude is one of the best things you can do for yourself.
It is.
Like, I was just watching one of our nightly things. Like, I watch a little short documentary from the Netflix series by Vox called Explained. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Where it's like, cults explained.
Yes.
Or data mining explained. Don't watch the pandemic one, I would just say.
Yeah, no, no. I'll skip that.
That came out in November, of course. But, you know, we were watching one episode and it was about health in different ways and mental health. And they were talking about placebos versus therapy versus meditation and all the different things that work. And feeling positivity through meditation, gratitude journaling, that actually has proven statistical benefits in terms of making you feel better.
It does.
Yes.
This I knew, actually.
So I like that you're spending time feeling grateful to have this time with your older daughter. And okay, I'm going to cry just thinking that she's going to go to college in 2 years.
I know. So. It's kind of crazy. But, you know, all that being said, I think that there are a lot of opportunities to figure out ways to get through this right together and to spend that time with your kids. When I had babies or little ones, I always hated when people were like, you'll miss this time. You know, like, it won't always be like this.
I know. And, shut up.
Yeah, you're just like, go away. Now I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, I even feel that now. And maybe it's because I've internalized it a bit more. My kids are older, so I'm not wiping butts 12 times a day. Like, I'm just like, this is not going to last forever. And I'm going to miss parts of this. And being able to flip that dialogue at least has helped me come to grips with what's happening.
And I'm glad you're admitting that, because I know you've been struggling like all of us. And so to hear that there's something that's working for you, even when things are tough like that, I appreciate your candor. You know, I was thinking how you guys play this tennis game. One thing that Thalia and I started doing, she'd be so mad if I said this, except she doesn't listen, so whatever. We have gone up to our roof a couple times, like at night when it's been a little warmer out, and there's nobody up there, and we just dance to Cats. Because we saw like this hilarious scream-along, Rocky Horror-style Cats viewing at Alamo Draft House just before all this went down. And it's such a bad, weird, campy movie that we go up and we just like jump around and do these ridiculous dances and pretend like we're cats in the world's worst cat movie. And so that's that's like our thing. Like, and it gets out all the crazy stuff. And we both feel much better when we go downstairs.
And honestly, she'll remember that forever. You know,
I
think about it. Like, those are the memories that last forever, right? So,
and I can't imagine without this that I would have ever gotten her to go up onto our roof,
true,
overlooking all of New York City and dance around a cat.
And on that note, yes, that's very true. So we will link up everything we've spoken about. We have shared a ton of links during this podcast already. We've talked about a lot of ideas and suggestions. If you go over to our podcast page on Cool Mom Picks, you will find them there. And you can, of course, find us on social media. Let us know how you're doing, what you're doing. We're at Cool Mom Picks on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And I should just push it here. Like, we have our Spawned Facebook community on Facebook. That's redundant. But yes, it's on Facebook. You can find us there. And we talk about lots of fun things. Sometimes they're, you know, more emotional. Sometimes they're light and silly, but we talk about them. So find us over there if you want to chat more about our show.
Plus,
topics.
I'd love to hear your ideas. Like, I want to hear what you all are doing.
Yes.
Like, what are the little things? Because we get our best ideas from our listeners and our readers. I mean, you're all the experts of your own families. So I'd really love to hear more ideas, because who knows? We could steal them for our very own.
All right, Liz, well, now it's time for
Cool Picks of the Week. Cool Picks of the Week.
It looks like you've been doing a lot of reading, Liz. How did you find the time?
I know, it's just crazy. I can't read novels these days, but I've been reading a lot of articles. So I want to recommend two articles that I loved this week. And yes, they're about coronavirus, but they are really positive and encouraging and both made me smile. And so here's what I want to recommend. First of all, there is the most brilliant interview with Fran Lebowitz in The New Yorker this week. And I know it was trending on Twitter. It's a big thing. For those of you who don't know her, I don't even know how to begin to describe her. She's a brilliant writer that really blew up in the 80s. And now she's like this kind of wonderfully curmudgeonly fixture in New York cultural and literary circles. And the opening of the article is Fran Lebowitz is the patron saint of staying at home and doing nothing. She is famously averse to working and famously resistant to technology. She has no cell phone or computer. And she goes on to talk about how she's spending time in self-isolation, why she's mad about this. She has this like hilarious bit about how she's so angry that she's having to peel a cucumber. She's like, shouldn't I be out at a restaurant where they know how to do these kinds of things? She just like embodies grouchy, wonderful New York in so many ways. And I would highly recommend, even if you're not from New York, just read the interview in The New Yorker. It's great. The other one I just found this morning, which is so good. It's called In Praise of Quarantine Clapping. And it's a short essay by Amanda Hess in The New York Times. And she talks about how every night at 7, you know, we are all applauding the healthcare workers and essential workers and grocery store people and delivery people. We talked about this last week. And it's really a lovely thing. And I know there's some cynicism about it, but she nails everything I've been feeling, which is how every neighborhood has their own distinctive applause, even every block. And they even have some audio, like how it's different in the Bronx where they have car alarms in there, or how in Peter Cooper Village where there's lots of high-rise apartment buildings, how it echoes off all the different buildings. It's just like a really nice story about how New Yorkers come together and why we do it and why we basically don't care if you're cynical, but it feels good and it brings us together and it's one of the things we look forward to each night. So again, that's in the art section of the New York Times from the April 9th edition, In Praise of Quarantine Clapping by Amanda Hess. And we will link that up on our podcast page as well.
We've seen video of it and it's touching. So I can only imagine what it's
like. I'm happy to FaceTime you and you can see it live if you'd like.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. I think that would be a great idea.
We joined in with the pots and pans the other night.
Wow.
Because, you know, clapping for 2 to 5 minutes, that's long.
That's a long really time. Long time. That's
so
a lot of clapping.
Banging something also feels very good right now.
It's very therapeutic. Okay. So Liz, I have jumped on the Peloton train and I can't believe.
Literally. Or the Peloton bike.
The Peloton bike train or whatever you want to call it. I did. You know, a friend of mine got one maybe about a week or two before this all came down. And she was like, this is the best thing. And we can video chat while we ride and I can see you and we can be together. And, you know, I had canceled a lot of my memberships of the classes I was taking and I had a little extra money every month. And I was like, well, maybe I will do the same and spend it on that. So I did invest in one for our family.
It's fancy. It's a little fancy, right?
Fancy. And I have to tell you, I completely understand why everyone loves it. And I was the biggest skeptic. I was like, get out of here. First of all, just because riding a bike, you know, and you're like, lady parts, like I had enough. I had 4 kids. I'm good. Like I don't need to subject myself to like, you know, undercarriage pain. Riding a bike. So I was like, I don't know if this is for me. I love it. I look forward to it every day.
I was going to say better you than me because it's not my thing.
Oh my gosh.
You really like it.
I sweat so much. It's like I get so much energy and like the feelings and the emotions get out and I get to see my friends who actually can video. We can video and audio chat if you're friends with people on Peloton so I can see them while I work out. And the instructors that I've found have been, they're just encouraging and they're.
That's great.
I'm totally rah-rah about it. So
I love that. And for people
that
don't have the bike, you know, they're one of the companies that we wrote about that are offering free things and they're doing 90 days free classes through their apps. And they have all kinds of other classes if you don't have the bike.
Yeah, that's a great point. They have dance cardio. They've got weights and strength. And you know what a lot of people are enjoying? If you're able to safely go out and take walks or go running, they have audio tracks that can help guide you. So they're actual workouts. So that's something else to think about. Yeah. So it's great.
That's really good. I like that. I'm really glad that you're enjoying it. I'm glad that we've both found the things that work for us. Like I think that's what matters most. And that's a good pick. You know, taking care of yourself right now is a good thing. On the other hand, if taking care of yourself means eating the entire pan of brownies that you just baked, like that's good too. I get it. Day to day, guys. One day at a time.
Day to day. Yes, exactly.
Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Spawned. Huge thanks to our engineer, John Bowen. And hey, if you've got a few seconds, which we know you do these days, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us. It helps support the work that we are doing as our own small business here. You can download our episodes so you don't miss one. And you can just subscribe to the show so that it pops right up at the top of your feed every time we've got a new one, which is about every Monday night. Look for them every Monday. anyway.
Yes, that is. We've been pretty consistent with that. And of course, we mentioned a few minutes ago our Spawned podcast community on Facebook. We chat about show topics, pretty much everything you want to talk about. And of course, there is a lot to talk about these days. So head over there and join us. If you want more of us, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter and all the socials. We are there as well. And you know what? Please, please let us know how you're doing. We would love to hear from you. We're all in this together. We respond to every email that we get. So if you send us something to spawned@coolmompics.com, it may not be within like the minute you send it, but we will get to it and we will email you back.
And if we don't, you know that we're home. So you can call us on it. We will. We'll definitely get back to you. And we really would love to hear from you. We also are in need of many human connections these days, and connecting with all of you who we don't get to see or hear would be actually really nice for us. Well, hey, thank you so much for listening to Spawned. This is Liz.
And this is Kristen. Have a great day.
Bye.